This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. planes today continue their relentless pounding of Afghanistan's major cities, the capital Kabul in the north and Kandahar to the south. Also hit was the eastern city of Jalalabad. In neighboring Pakistan, officials confirmed that U.S. troops have arrived there and that the U.S. has been granted use of more Pakistani air bases. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Pakistan's capital, Islamabad.
Reports from the Afghan capital, Kabul, suggest that the overnight attacks on targets in and around the city were the most intense since the bombing campaign began late Sunday night. Residents say explosions were heard near several Taliban bases and near suspected Al-Qaeda terrorist camps as well. Taliban anti-aircraft batteries attempted to engage the planes but were unsuccessful in their efforts to shoot them down. Most of the aircraft flew too high for the Taliban's guns to reach. More attacks were reported by residents in the southern Afghan city of Kandahar as well. It's not clear how successful the U.S. attacks were, nor is it clear how many people have been killed or injured during the raids, which the U.S. says are not aimed at civilians. The Taliban's radio Shariat has been off the air for 2 days following attacks on communications towers in the capital, but the Taliban Supreme Leader Mullah Mohammad Omar yesterday appealed for help in a tape provided to Western news agencies in Islamabad from the Taliban's headquarters in Kandahar. Muslims having a strong faith should extend any help possible to the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan against the U.S. attacks, Mullah Omar said. He also had a message for Islamic countries whose governments have agreed to support the U.S.-led effort. Muslims who are cooperating with the United States in these attacks, Mullah Omar said, should stop or be seen as infidels like the Americans. It is a message the Taliban has sent before. 2 weeks ago, the Taliban bluntly warned neighboring Pakistan, once its closest ally, that it would consider its neighbor an enemy if Pakistan allowed U.S. forces to use its airspace or provided bases for U.S. personnel. Reports in several Pakistani newspapers today say nearly a dozen U.S. planes and several helicopters have been seen at the airport in Jacobabad, south of Quetta. Earlier reports said U.S. aircraft and personnel had arrived at two other air bases in Pakistan near the Afghan border. In addition to allowing the U.S. to use its airspace, Pakistan has also agreed to provide intelligence and logistical support for the U.S.-led effort. A decision which has angered some here, mostly members of the small but vocal religious parties who are sympathetic towards both the Taliban and Osama bin Laden. Demonstrations against the U.S. attacks have sometimes turned violent in the frontier cities of Quetta and Peshawar. Over the past few days, however, the demonstrations have been largely peaceful. They have been kept that way by a heavy police presence and the detention of several Muslim clerics the government sees as the organizers of the protests. Last night, Pakistan's President General Pervez Musharraf vowed he would no longer allow any violent protests. No extremist activity from any quarter will be tolerated, President Musharraf said. I will take stern action against whosoever is involved in such activities. Shireen Mazari, director of the Institute for Strategic Studies in Islamabad, says she believes Musharraf can keep a lid on dissent.
The problem of the streets can be controlled. If he sees that it's just a few people with no arms and no guns and whatever else, maybe the police will not incite them further by reacting to their presence. But I think that if the religious parties come in an effort to come with sticks and arms and weapons, then I think that he will act.
General Musharraf's stern warning is clearly aimed at those who may want to create trouble tomorrow, the first Friday prayers since the U.S.-led attacks began. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.